You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Well, welcome to the call. This is Miss Lane from Wisdom Wednesday, and Jace is not available at the time. He had to step out of the country into a new land. No, but he's in a meeting, so he's unable to attend tonight's show. And so we're going to push forward and welcome all of you to the call on Thoughtful Thursday here with Super Friends. This is what's tonight's topic, Super Friends. We're always Super Friends. Welcome to this call. So if you're on this call, that means you're determined to excel in a changing life theory. And it's changing your mindset, your lifestyle, and it's very important. And you must embrace everything for it. And, you know, we prove to excel in all areas because we're powerful, reserve, opulent voices everywhere. You can find us on Facebook. You can email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. And please join our group me by texting 470-798-0941 and say group B please, or even chat with us at purechat.me/1. See, we're across the nation from the West Coast to the East Coast and the North to the South, and we spread love, and we want you to spread love as well. So go ahead and invite someone to Thoughtful Thursday, Wednesday's Wisdom, and Motivational Monday at 9 o'clock by calling 347-327-9515. Now, while we're here, I'm just going to give you a few hotlines of some very important numbers that we need. We have domestic violence, 1-800-799-7233. We have teen date abuse, 1-800-331-9474. We have the rape hotline at 1-800-656-4673. And then we have the suicide prevention line, 800-247-8255. Let's end abuse in all forms, and let's help save one life one day at a time. So before we get started, let me get Brother G to go ahead and we'll open us up with prayer so we can cover this line. Even if we're on the line for a few more minutes, I understand that we're having technical difficulties and the lines are being crossed, so you might be hearing a static. But be assured we are here. If I can hear you, I will say, yes, I can hear you. So, Brother G, if you can all go ahead and pray us in, please.
All right. Thank you, Lord, for another week, for blessing us with the time and the energy to carry on, Lord. I thank you for blessing us with the things on our mind that we wish to express, and that we may keep on carrying on. We pray, Lord, that you may bless us and that you may give us our thoughts and our will to do the right thing. Lord, I pray that all of us will continue to strive to do better and to help others along the way. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, we must strive to express ourselves. That is a good thing. Because Super Friends, we express ourselves. When you get in a tight place and everything goes against you till it seems as though you could not hang on a minute longer or never give up, then please don't do it, because this is just the right place and time that the tide will turn. Harriet Beecher Stowe, that's one of my favorites. I can say it. It's my show. It's my radio. Here we go. Thanks. So, Your mindset is very important. When you have super friends all around you that connect the dots and make sure that everything is flowing good, it's a wonderful thing. You can have faith and a goal and achieve your goal by having faith. Because there's nothing more powerful than a mind made up. And changing your mindset and focusing on learning to make things happen, not just happen, make them happen. Come out with a formula, with a formula to solve the problem. That's what super friends do. You don't let the present living prejudge your mind to prepare your life to live and continue to live and blossom and do things that are, far beyond your mindset, you know, because you have a heart and you have a mind and you have a soul, and you have to think these are three different entities, and they must be held accountable for each action that they take, because the heart is treacherous. So, you know, you have to think about, am I doing the right thing? My mind's telling me, but my heart's saying, oh, no, you're not doing it. You know you can't do this. Just love one another. Turn the other cheek. You know, you're going to discover a lot of ugly things about your mindset, because your positive overrules your negative. It always overrules. But the true formula in the world is prayer, faith, and meditation. It works at all times. And once you become a super friend, you have that power. You have that exposure. You feel invincible. You feel like you're on top of the world. You feel as though no one can stop you or top you. You know, not because the faith and the formulas and all that stuff works, but it builds you up. It builds that foundation that I always talk about. And trust me, you want a steady foundation. And I don't know how much longer we're going to be on, and I don't know if everybody can hear me. If you can hear me, please say yay or nay, and how you doing, and welcome to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. There is no us without you, our listeners. We must at least come on the air and perform some type of duty. Oh, my voice is going out again. prayer, faith, and meditation, those are the things. Feeding your faith and your fears will not be hungry. Feeding your faith and your fears will not be hungry. It's just as though if you're going on this new job, put your super friends. Think about your super friends. Your super friends are you. You are your own super friends. You have to pull your own super friends out. People don't know that. But you have your own super friends with you at all times. At all times, you have your own super friends. You can't leave home without them. And you won't leave home without them. You always have your super friends on you. But you have to pray and meditate and have faith on their existence, that they're to help you, because that's what they're there for. Just like your brain and your heart and your soul are different entities, your super friends are entities that, not that they're made up, it's just that power that comes from in, comes from the bottom in all different areas. Because you know how, and I don't know, some people say, well, you know, I need a man to do this, a man to do that, a man to do this, a man to do that, a man to do this, and I need all that man in one. So that's what the super friends are. Those super friends are those different entities that help you to conquer whatever goals you have. Positive attitude produces positive actions, people, all the time. So once your super friends come into work, you got Superman, you got Batman, you have Iron Man, you've got the Avenger. You have so many of those, the Hulk. You've got so many super friends that are out there. by names, quote unquote. And they're always there. They're always there when you need them. And they, you don't have to call them. So you have to take your super friends, put them inside of you. So whenever you need that strength, whenever you need that boost, whenever you need, it's there already. You just have to find it. You just have to find it. And once you find that super friend and where it's at and what triggers your super friend to come out blasting, helping you in your time of need, then you would not have to lean on anyone anymore. Sometimes I won't, you know, as much. I say as much because, you know, we always want to lean on someone. We always want those comforting words. But, you know, I tell everybody, you came here by yourself, you're going to die by yourself. Trust and believe. Anything that you want to need, you're going to have to do by yourself. So leaning on people is okay. I'll tell you, I lean on one person. I know she's probably tired of me. I lean on her for this radio because I'm tell you, my plate's full, my head is hurting, my stomach is turned upside down. But you know what? I said the show must go on. Last night I didn't do my show, but tonight I'm doing somebody else's show. So, you know, it's just things you have to tough out. Last night I was just done. I was sick. I don't know what it is. It's not the flu. It's just something that's going around making my head. Ooh, excuse me. My head swirl, and now I feel like I'm dozing, but I'm not. It's just fatigue. So much going on. So super friends. We have super friends. Everybody has super friends. Brother G has his own super friends. It's that super friend where you're right there. I got to finish doing this 100 push-ups, and you're right there on 75. And guess what? You can't make it. You're done. You're at your last breath. But all you got to do is pray and meditate and have faith that it's going. You're going to make it to that 100. And then here comes your super friends. Because you know what? They sense you. They sense you. And guess what? They come on through. You get that 99.5, 100. You just got to have that faith. You know, this topic that I'm talking about is really not a topic. It's just really, truly what's happening. And, you know, some people, I call super friends, but super friends can be angels. Angels do exist. Some people say angels don't exist. Angels do exist. Some people have angels that pull them out of the street when a car is coming. I believe that. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Some angels are the ones that tell you don't do this. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. Always listen to your first instinct. But your super friends are those who are right there with you all the time. But you got to dig down deep. And you got to pray. And you got to meditate for them to evolve. They have to evolve. They can't just reappear on the set. They have to evolve. They have to sense that there's a need. And that's how the super friends on TV, they hear a cry. They feel a cry. Someone announces a cry. And they're there for you. They're there for you. Is anyone on the line that would like to speak? Brother G, I appreciate you coming in, praying us in. Thank you so much. Super friends, we are all super friends in one form or fashion. Anyone like to speak and tell me about their super friends that they have? Going once, going twice, and okay. So, not going to make this a long, long, drawn-out show because, as I said before, we have technical difficulties. We're not able to bring Ace onto the line. Don't know what's going on. He was in a meeting. I don't know what happened. But I for one, would love for the other crew to come on and do the show, but everybody is designated. It's just wild. But But you know what? Like I said, I appreciate you guys for calling in and listening. Thus far, we've been on for 15 minutes now. We're doing great. Let me see who I have online. Oh, Sister Stephanie, are you there?
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, my gosh, you sound like me.
Yeah, I have bronchitis and not well, but I'll get there.
Wow.
I've been on antibiotics for 5 days now, but I ain't kicked it yet.
Oh, my God, that's the wrong antibiotic. I hate taking antibiotics.
Yeah, don't much like me either. But, nope, thanks to Super Friends, I made it through the week. One of the girls I work with has the flu. I've had bronchitis, but the two of us showed up every day. She quarantined herself to her office, and we made the week work, and we took care of our patients, but couldn't have done it without the other one. But
exactly.
That's what you do when you have a friend that, you know, they pick up your slack when you're down, so it's great to know you have them.
And I want to thank you as well for last night taking care of my slack, because I thought I was dying. I didn't know where I was coming or going, swimming or whatever. It was just, you know, it's like, you know, it was like I was feeling it earlier, and I was like, okay, yeah, I got my topic down, got everything I'm going to say, blah, blah, this. And I was like, okay, why am I feeling like I'm melting. And then I just started woozy and dizzy, and I just couldn't do anything. And then my voice started doing this little thing that it does, like, and I don't have a cold, I don't have a cough, I don't have a fever. I think I had a fever, but I don't have one now. But everything is all of a sudden. So, you know, like I said, we got to pray. And I haven't had the flu, especially since it's been a bad epidemic, especially since I've been around a million, thousand, trillion, zillion children. Oh, my gosh. I would think that I would be sick. Yeah, so I appreciate everyone. I appreciate, that's what Super Friends are for. Super Friends have your back. Now, let me tell everybody, let me say this, because I've been saying that Super Friends are always inside you. Super Friends are outside, and Super Friends are inside as well. Super Friends are actually physical friends, and you also have virtual Super Friends. Because those virtual Super Friends are those ones that are there when your physical ones are not available. People, do you hear what I'm saying? So that's why I want to say thank you again. Sister Stephanie, Dr. Navigator. We also want to thank Sister Naomi, Motivational Mondays with Naomi Love. Her and Dr. Navigator have a segment for the rest of this month. It's going to be great. And then you have the Wisdom Wednesday with Ms. Lane and the Thoughtful Thursday with Super Friends, 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 and Friends. So I'm just going to say that, you know, I appreciate everyone calling in, but we got to go. Unfortunately, we can't hold off too long because, you know, we got to have bills to pay. So we have to have a sermon to preach on the mountain, if y'all didn't even know. I was trying to hold out for Dr. Navigator or Reverend Jai Ace to come in, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon. So people, just please forgive us. This is our first run with the Thursday show, and hey, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But there will always be a Wednesday show, and there will always be a Monday show, and there will always be Miss Stephanie. Yay! So with that being said, Stephanie, are you able to pray us out?
I can.
Okay, wonderful.
Dear Heavenly.
We're going to pray out, everyone. We appreciate you guys calling in and listening. Super Friends, we'll let the station ride out just in case. But meanwhile, we're going to close it out. And Sister Stephanie's going to take us out.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for this opportunity to take a look at ourselves and take a look at our super friends. For without them, we cannot do this. And without you guiding us, we cannot do this. I ask that you be with each individual who was not able to come on tonight, for you know their purpose and you know why they are not here. I ask that you give each of us the strength to continue to move forward in your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, all right. Thank you so much. Yes, it's going to be short shows on Thursday until we can find a way to pull somebody in and get it, because, I mean, you know, I cannot do it. It's just, it's for the life of me, I think I'm going to just, excuse me. Where did that
Yep, we're all going to bed.
All going to bed right now, right now. Have a good
amen.
Night, everyone. Love you all. Thanks for calling in. Wonderful, wonderful, super friends. Have super friends.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.